Hi, Kim. Thanks for holding on, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Wright. My mom's homocysteine has gone from 11 to 14 from February to April. So it's going in the wrong direction. And I wrote down her folate, B12, and B6 intake. And I was wondering if one of those need to be adjusted or what needs to be adjusted to make it go down instead of up.
Well, you started with the right things, ma'am. Those are the first things to try, along with something called betaine. Now, betaine is the same stuff that's in betaine hydrochloride. In the betaine hydrochloride, it just helps keep the hydrochloric acid in a powder form until it gets in our stomachs. But betaine is sold all by itself, too, ma'am. And there's actually a product out there called homocystrol for controlling homocysteine, homocyst and then TROL, that contains the three things you mentioned as well as the betaine. I don't know if you can buy betaine separately, but I think where you were going is you were going to tell me how much B12 and how much folate and how much of the B6 your mother's using right now to try to get this done.
Yes, she's been taking 1,000 milligrams of folate, and well, about 800 of that's folate, and then about 200 was folic acid.
Okay, there's part of the problem. Mom, ma'am, I got to stop you there. There's part of the problem. You never, ever, ever want to use folic acid in anything because it's been shown that folic acid literally can sit on the folate receptors and block the folate from working. I am not kidding you. Folic acid is not a natural compound. It was invented by Lederle Laboratories in 1943 because most of our bodies, but not all of us, can turn the folic acid back into the same as natural folate. But that one, whatever companies are still putting folic acid in stuff is doing us a disservice. So you got to switch that one in for at least 1,000 micrograms of a folate. Now, they do make an L-methyl folate, for example, that's 1,000 micrograms with no folic acid in it.
Okay.
Go on.
And then B12, 224 milligrams.
Milligrams or micrograms, ma'am? MCG or MG?
Well, I guess it's MCG. I don't know. I didn't write it down.
Yeah, that's micrograms. That's not going to be enough. That has to go to 1,000 micrograms, too. There is a product out there called Active B12 and Folate that contains 1,000 of each of those things in one or two capsules, so you might look for that. That's the trade name, Active B12 and Folate.
Okay, and then B6 is 59 milligrams.
Okay. Now, that's more adequate, but as we get older, our bodies sometimes don't activate vitamin B6 as well. Some people do it until they're 103 years old, but others, it doesn't activate as well. So you want to look for the active form of vitamin B6. It's called P5P. That's what's on the label, P5P. That's for pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and that's the most active. That is the active form of B6, and regular pyridoxine, although most of our bodies can activate it well, not everybody can. So that's another one where you need to look for the more active version. The active B12 and folate is named that way on purpose. One or two capsules a day is usually enough for homocysteine control. The P5P, most people, if they put in the 50 milligram size, and that's the size it's made in, P5P, most people find that's enough. A couple people I know had to take it twice a day, but that's not going to hurt anything. Now, there's one other thing, ma'am, and that is that if none of that works, if you go to the more active B12, you go to the more active folate, you go to the more active B6, and then you can find yourself some betaine, and that doesn't help, then sometimes what we're looking at is a little bit of a genetic twist that requires something entirely different to control homocysteine. And that's something entirely different. Starts with a capital N, and then a dash, and then acetylcysteine, A-C-E-T-Y-L, and then C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. It's also, if you ask the store, where's your N-A-C? They'll know just what you're talking about. Those are the first three letters. So I'd give the active forms of those three things a try first. Usually that does it. Maybe add some betaine, and if none of that works, get your NAC. And with all of that ammunition, you usually shoot the target down, ma'am.
So if you make a change, then when's the soonest you could measure your blood again and see some difference? I don't want to wait, 6 months before I find out this is not enough or I need to make another change.
You should see it trending in the right direction anyway within about 30 to 60 days, somewhere in that second month.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and chances are that'll work for you, and call back if it doesn't.